This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about narcissists and certain habits and behaviors they have in everyday lifestyle, such as cooking and cleaning. Okay. You'll notice this if you've ever lived with a narcissist, how they could be such nitpickers about things in the home. All right. This is why they are impossible to live with, because they can't just let things go. So one of the things that they are big time nitpickers with is cooking, all right? Nobody's a bigger critic than a narcissist when it comes to cooking. If you ever cook for a narcissist, a lot of times all they're gonna do is critique your cooking. They'll tell you it's too hot, it's too cold, it's overcooked, there's too much salt, there's too much seasoning, you don't know what you're doing. And what does that narcissist like to do? They like to take over in the kitchen, okay? They like to take over and show you, you know, that you don't know what you're doing and they know better, okay? And why is this? Because a narcissist has a big need for control. They will control everything. Not only do they control you, for instance, a covert narcissist with silence or affection, but they control things that go on in the home, all right? Like cooking, telling you how to cook or telling you you're a lousy cook, or they can go to a restaurant and they're always, you know, they're never happy with what they get for their entree at a restaurant. They always have to complain. Narcissists love to complain about everything. They expect perfection, but even perfection is not enough for a narcissist, because it's not about them necessarily wanting the perfection. It's about them being able to tell everybody else how to do something. And not only do they do that with cooking, they do that with cleaning as well. Narcissists will always, there's two ways a narcissist will be when it comes to cleaning. They'll either be a clean fanatic where, you know, there's not a speck of dirt in the place, all right, because they have to control everything with cleaning. They're constantly walking around and cleaning everything because, you know, a lot of them, it's due to their anxiety and their nervous wreck, and they want to control everything. And a lot of them are the biggest slobs, but yet they critique you and tell you that you're the messy one, all right? They have their mouth open, you know, they're hypocrites. They say one thing and do another. So they'll tell you that you're a slob or you don't clean or you don't do that. And meanwhile, they're the biggest slob going. But the bottom line is, they're just nitpickers. They're even nitpickers when it comes to laundry and doing laundry, all right? In other words, a narcissist, you know, they're very hyper-focused on, you know, their image. So when it comes to clothes, it comes to laundry, it comes to going out, a narcissist would never want to go out with a crease on their shirt. Never, all right? Or lint on their shirt, because they're so worried about their image and what people would think. They can't just go with the flow. They don't have the attitude like, well, I don't give a damn what anybody thinks. This is who I am. That's not the narcissist. The narcissist is worried about what everybody thinks. So what do? They become, you know, unbearable when it comes to things like cooking, cleaning. You know, when you have company over, they are a nervous wreck. They want everything just so, because again, they're worried about what people think, all right? Not only that, they also put their two cents into parenting. Nobody has a bigger mouth about parenting than a narcissistic parent that does nothing for the kids. They love to criticize the other parent and tell them they're doing this wrong in parenting, they're doing that wrong. And meanwhile, that parent hasn't done anything for the children, all right? Or if they've done anything, it's the fun things. They haven't done the hard things like take a kid to a doctor or, you know, stay up all night with the child or go to school meetings or do homework with the child. But yet, who's the one with the biggest mouth critiquing everything? The narcissist, of course, all right? But one of the things you guys will realize when it comes to the cooking, all right? And I've seen this in my own family where it was meals were a nightmare. Meals were a nightmare because, for instance, my father, who was a malignant narcissist, he was so critical about everything, you know, the way my mother cooked. And my mother was a good cook, but he always had to say something about the cooking. And a lot of times when they critique your cooking or they put it down, it's not even necessarily about the cooking being bad. It's just about the fact that they use that as a reason to fight because they're upset about something. It could be something during their day. Maybe they had a bad day. And so what are they going to do? They're going to criticize your cooking. They're going to say, you know, you don't know what you're doing. I'm a better cook than you. Let me show you how to do it. You're not doing it right. Everything that you do with a narcissist is never good enough. Never good enough. This is why you can never, ever win with these people. Because they don't appreciate anything you do. They've always got to criticize and judge. They've always got to say that whatever you did or are doing is not right. And it's not even that they're right about that. It's just that they always want to feel like the authority on everything. They've always got to tell everybody else that they're wrong. And why is that? Because they, in order to lift themselves up and make them feel like they're special or they're important or they're superior, they've got to put other people down, all right? They've constantly always got to put other people down in order to make themselves feel better. So they are impossible to live with if you live with a narcissist, all right? So like I said, you know, when it comes to everyday chores and everything, they may criticize about how the garbage is taken out. They may criticize how you wash the dishes. They may criticize if you leave a coffee cup in the sink, you know, or you didn't wash the coffee cup good enough, or you didn't stack the plates in the dishwasher the right way. Everything is, you know, going to drive you crazy. And what is all this going to do? This is going to stress you out. I can't tell you how many people are married to narcissistic, controlling people that stress them out and make them walk on eggshells, always worried about what they're doing if they, you know, leave a fork out, if they park crooked in the driveway, if they don't cut the grass the right way. You know, no matter what they do, they've always got to, you know, torture you about it and tell you you're doing it wrong. That's why when people leave a narcissist or they leave the narcissist and they've been living with them, you're going to feel an enormous sense of relief, once these people are out of the house, because it's like you can breathe again. When you around a narcissist and you have your everyday, you know, responsibility and chores, there's always that stress with a narcissist. Because, you know, you're worried that they're going to start a fight with you. There's two ways it goes with a narcissist and you're living with them and you have things that you deal with, cooking, cleaning, you know, things around the house that you work on. They're either going to, you know, yell and scream if they're an overt, malignant, or grandiose narcissist and tell you, you don't know what you're doing. You're a moron. You know, why did you do it this way? Or if they're a covert narcissist, they're going to freeze you out with silence and be cold to you, all right? Or they're going to be dismissive to you and make you feel like you're incompetent and you're small, all right? Because, you know, like if you ask them, well, how do you like the way I, you know, stack the laundry or whatever, they'll say something like, all right, well, if that's how you do it or something, to make you feel like, you know what, you're doing something wrong. That's a covert narcissist. They'll, you know, instead of praising you, what they'll do is they won't necessarily praise you, but they won't necessarily put you down. They just won't. They'll say something neutral and they won't validate you. But what that'll do is make you doubt yourself and make you feel like you did something wrong, right? Because, you know, they're not your supporters. They don't build you up and say, wow, that was a great job, what you did. Oh, that was a great job raking the leaves or something like that. No, they'll just say, you know, if that's how you do it, I would do it this way. You know, I would, everything with the narcissist is, all right, it's done. Well, you know, I would do it this way. They're always got to tell you how it should be done. All right. So they are horrible, horrible people to try to get along with and live with. Because, you know, they're know-it-alls. They always got to tell you how to do something because, and what is all this about? It's all about their constant need for control. And they do it as far as driving as well. A lot of times, narcissists want to be the drivers because they want to be in control, all right? And if they're not the driver, they're like a backseat driver. If you're driving and they'll be telling you, why did you make the turn there? Why did you go this way? Get in the right lane. All right. So they will make you a nervous wreck. And a lot of the people that you see on the roads, you know, you see road rage or you see people that are like right on your tail on the highway or they cut you off or they don't wait online for the exit ramp. They go and they speed ahead and they cut in front of you. Those are all narcissistic people, all right? They feel entitled. They feel entitled to cut you off on the highway, on the ramp, or something like that. They feel entitled to be ahead of you, all right, in a lane. So, you know, they're not people that look at it like, oh, you know, let's be safe, let's drive, you know, the right way, that nobody gets killed. No, a lot of narcissists are nervous wrecks that, you know, ride like maniacs on the highway. And they put a lot of people's lives at risk because they feel entitled to speed. They feel entitled to cut somebody off. They feel entitled to cut the line at an exit ramp or something like that. So that there's your narcissist, all right? And it's all about them feeling entitled and trying to have control, trying to always be one up on everybody else. So you guys, word to the wise here, all right? Never, ever. Put yourself in a position where you got to cook for a narcissist, because if you do, be sure that they're going to say something's wrong with something that you've cooked, all right? They'll always, and the other thing they like to do is they like to call the shots on what you eat. They'll do this a lot. If you ever go food shopping with a narcissist, they'll say, well, why are you buying that? Buy this. Why don't you do that? Why don't you buy this? Why do you feed the kids that? You should be feeding them this, all right? So it's all about control. Again, they've got to control. They've got to tell you what food to buy, how to cook the food, how to serve the food, how to clean up, how to do laundry, how to vacuum, how to clean the house, how to make a bed. They are neurotic, okay? They are neurotic to the point where they will make you a prisoner in your own home because nothing you do will ever be good enough for the narcissist because they've always got to criticize and judge, all right? And the irony in all this is, who the hell are they to criticize and judge when a lot of them can't cook, all right? They think they're good cooks, but they suck. But you don't dare say something to them because they will flip out or put a face on. But they think they're great in everything they do. They're a great cook. They think they're great in cleaning the house. They think they're a great driver. They think they always want to think of themselves as, you know, the shit. They know better. They're so smart. They know how to do things. You don't know anything. You're stupid. Why did you do that? You shouldn't be doing it that way. All right. So this is your life when you live with a narcissist. And that's usually, you know, when you're dealing with an overt or grandiose narcissist, or something along those lines. Again, if you're dealing with a covert narcissist, they'll be more quiet about it, but they'll pay you back in a passive aggressive manner if they don't like things that you do. All right. Like, in other words, if you cook for a covert narcissist, a lot of times they may just give you a smirky smile and say, it's okay, or something like that. And they won't say anything. They won't give you any compliments. They won't praise you. Covert narcissists, the only time they will compliment you is if they want something out of you, or if they compliment you in front of other people to look like a good person, all right? But in general, they don't normally want to compliment you in anything you do. Instead, they stay silent. And with that silence, it's going to make you doubt whatever you do and question, you know, if you're doing a good job or you're not doing a good job, because you're not getting any feedback from this person that is positive feedback. And with their silence or their dismissiveness, they make you think that you're doing something wrong. This is how they mind fuck people and give people a complex, because they're not necessarily attacking you, but then they're not necessarily being, you know, communicative and putting you down, but instead they're riding in the middle. But that, you know, that dismissiveness is what makes you question what you're doing or how you do it or any of these things. All right. So again, you guys, when you're dealing with a controlling person, it's time to exit left, because what you see in the beginning in controlling and dating is one tenth of what you will see later on if you ever married that person. All right. Let's say you were dating somebody, you went to a restaurant, and every time you went to the restaurant, they're very, very critical about the food. Oh, this is overcooked, or they didn't do this right, or they burnt that, or this. Okay. Now you're dealing with a critical person that, you know, can't just let things go. They're, you know, they're a nitpicker. You're dealing with a nitpicker. What do you think is going to happen when you marry somebody like that and you're living with that person and you cook for them, or you're trying to, you know, live together and, you know, cohabitate together, and, you know, they're going to criticize everything you do. Everything you do, they're going to criticize and tell you that you do it wrong. Okay. So that's, you guys, in a nutshell. I just wanted to bring that up and be a little bit more specific about things that narcissists do, you know, that make them so, you know, horrible to be with and live with. Is, you know, just the everyday things in life that could drive you crazy, you know, the cooking, the cleaning, the sharing, chores, the, you know, anything that you do together, if you're working and living together in a home. And I'll get into a whole nother podcast about finances and, you know, the deal with finances with a narcissist and how that rolls out and how they are with their finances. Although most people know how they are, you know, everything's theirs. And then, you know, what's yours is theirs and what's theirs is theirs. Okay. So, but that's the thing, you guys, understand this. It's not you. It's not you. It's that you're dealing with a very judgmental person, and they're very judgmental when it comes to their food and their cooking and you know, their clothes being ironed and pressed and everything like that. It's not you. It's that you're dealing with a basic asshole that's got to always criticize you in order to control things and lift themselves up. Okay. So I hope that helps you. If it does, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast, and have a great day. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship, and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website, where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio, where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.